Andy Houser running out of moonlight on Froggy 104.9 and 101.7. This is Froggy Country. Time for the Dasher News Roundup on Froggy 104.9 and 101.7. Good morning, Happy Friday. Let's check in with Jessica Blankenship and get this Dasher News Roundup started. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Let's get it started. How about the Crockettsville concert? It's coming up, isn't it?
Yep, on Saturday, September 7th. You want to mark your calendars. And it's held in Crockettsville, Kentucky, which is just past Jackson. And it benefits the Buckhorn Children's Home Group, which is a wonderful cause. And this year they're going to have Lee Bryce, Troy Gentry of Montgomery Gentry, Keith Anderson, Halfway to Hazard, of course, who hosts the concert, Kristen Kane, Daniel Peck, our buddy Ray Scott, Brian Nutter, Kyle Jacobs, Stormy Warren from GAC, and the Monster Energy Drink Freestyle Motocross team is going to be there. It's just $10 a person or $25 per carload, so get you a VW bus and haul everybody there for $25. Children under 5 are free. And more information is at Crockettsville.com, and we'll post that link on our Facebook page as well.
America's Got Talent, how about an update?
Well, I tell you what, everybody was shocked because two Kentucky natives are in it, and Marty Brown has moved on to the semifinals, and he had kind of a weak performance, and all the judges canned him pretty much, but the audience voted him on through. Now, for Jimmy Rose, he hasn't been on there yet, but he will be in either week 5 or week 4. And as you know, each week, 4 acts advance to the semifinals. So we're anxiously waiting to see how Jimmy Rose does as well.
This is the National News Roundup on Froggy 104.9 and 101.7 with Jessica Blankenship from The Examiner. Jessica, what's this In Memory about? Tell me all about it.
Well, I tell you what, I had actually heard about this country music singer. It's been a few months ago. Somebody had sent me a YouTube link, and sadly, I just found out that Mr. Scott Blank, who is from Perry County, he was killed in a car wreck last week. And he was a star basketball player at Buckhorn School and a talented singer-songwriter. And you can check him out on YouTube, and his username is Scott Blank.
Handpicked Down of the Week, Jessica?
Well, it has to be Mr. Aaron Lewis's Granddaddy's Gun.
Now, that's a song Rhett Akins wrote. He also has a version of that out there. His son Thomas Rhett does a version of that. Also, Dylan Scott, who we've been playing, has a version of that song, too. But this week's Handpicked Down of the Week, Aaron Lewis, Granddaddy's Gun on Froggy 104.9 and 101.7. This is the National News Roundup with Jessica Blank is over the Examiner. Jessica, what is your awesome possum fact of the week?
Well, I tell you what, I have cracked up over the photos with the Froggy Field Party caption contest, and especially this morning's photo with Blackberry Smoke. But that leads us to our awesome possum fact of the week, and Mr. Jesse James Dupree, who is the lead singer of the rock band Jackal and star of the Full Throttle Saloon TV show. He actually produced Blackberry Smoke's very first album. I just found out about that.
Cool. That's a good awesome possum fact of the week. Jessica, folks want to read your articles on The Examiner, want to follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, all that fun stuff. Where can they go to get started?
Well, they need to go over to myfroggyville.com, click on Frog Jocks, and click on Nashville News Roundup, and it's got all those links.
Jessica, great job as always, and we'll holler at you next Friday, Field Party Eve.
Woohoo! Cannot wait. Hey, Pepsi Priest.